Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 220, we're going to talk about what type of WordPress blog should I start? Or I should say, should you start? And I'm going to preface this episode with, obviously, you want to blog about content that is related to your niche. You know, so if you're a web designer and your market is, you know, restaurants, you may want to cater to that industry and that niche. Always put out good quality content. That's very, very important. Don't always promote about your services and, you know, how great you are and all the wonderful things that you can do for everybody, because that's just going to kind of suck.
Yeah.
And it's just not going to be good. So put out valuable content and believe me, your blog will be amazing.
Yeah. And I think this episode is also important, David, because, you know, there may be listeners out there that have got into WordPress and you've been dabbling and you don't have your own business, you know, to create a blog for, but you're like, I want to start a blog. What type of blog should I create? Obviously, WordPress, for those of you that may not know, WordPress was originally created specifically for blogging, and it was really its only function was blogging. And since then, it's obviously fully evolved into a full-blown content management system. But at the core is the blogging. And now more than ever, blogging is still important and crucial, as David mentioned, for getting SEO, organic search traffic. So yeah, I'm excited about this episode for that reason.
And basically, the tack that we're going to take is we're going to give you the top 10 blogging topics, you know, that are out there for WordPress, you know,
or niches.
You know, blogging niches. Thank you, Tim. Helping teamwork. and we're just going to kind of list them off to you and stuff. And I was kind of surprised. Some of the ones that I thought would be a little bit higher were a little bit lower on the list and stuff. So I'll start off in the first number one blog that you can start that is the most popular is fashion. And believe it or not, you know, just because it's the most popular, you also might want to think about, hey, more competition. You know,
yeah.
If this is the most popular one, that means there's a lot of people doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. The next second most popular is food. I could start a food blog. Not that I, you know anything crazy about food. I'm no expert, but I like it. On the other words, fashion, I don't think I'd be a good candidate for starting a fashion blog.
Third on the list of most popular blogs is travel. You know, I would have thought food would have been above fashion. I was kind of surprised that fashion's number one, honestly.
Yeah, same.
But travel is number three. And you know, when you think about it, it's easy to understand why that one's so high. Me being a digital nomad and traveling full-time in my RV with my wife, you know, everybody wants to chronicle their journeys and their travel, and they want to share with family and friends and stuff. So it doesn't surprise me that that's up at number three. I thought it might have even been a little bit higher than that.
Yeah, definitely. And the next one on the list is music. Music blogs are incredibly popular. And that one makes sense, too, because everyone loves music for the most part. Everyone loves different styles of music and different bands and so forth. But music blogs, very popular.
Awesome. Number five on our list is a lifestyle blog, you know, lots of lifestyle blogs these days. You know, people are starting to realize and stuff that work's not everything. You know, our lives on this planet, at least in my opinion, are very short. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older that I just realize that, you know, I'm getting closer to 90. I realize that 90 is not that long a time.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like, holy cow, you know, I mean, it really is short. When you're younger, it seems like you're going to live forever and the days are long and the years are long, but the older you get, it just flies by. So,
yeah, you know, definitely. The next one on the list is fitness. Fitness blogs have become incredibly popular. I would say especially so the last 5 years. They become more and more popular, more and more fitness coaches out there that are sharing information and stuff. And there's all different kinds of fitness blogs that cater to a different sub niche of the fitness industry.
Awesome. Next on the list is DIY, do it yourself. With YouTube being the second largest search engine in the world, you can pretty much do anything. I mean, I taught myself WordPress web development on YouTube. You know, I've fixed plumbing issues and mechanic issues on my car. And, you know, do-it-yourself blogs really surprises me that this is so far down the list. I would have thought it would be so much higher than it is, but do-it-yourself is number six.
Yeah. Number seven on the list is sports. Again, this one's not a surprise, and I probably would have thought that sports would be higher up, considering, you know, in the U.S. especially, just huge market for sports. Everyone loves sports here in the U.S., and I know sports are obviously popular worldwide as well.
Soccer. Yeah, it's big.
Soccer, yeah, biggest sport in the world.
Finance is number nine on the list, and yeah, you know, people like to write about money. They like to make money and stuff, and I don't like to write about money, but I do like to make money.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Last on the list, and this is a blog I would personally never start, and that's political. Yeah, very popular. that just sounds like a nightmare to me. So many opinions and people just hating on each other. And
you better have some thick skin, Tim, if you start a political blog.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. One thing I do want to say though, you know, these are the top 10 different types of blogs in terms of traffic and everything. But if you're trying to start a blog and you're interested in figuring out what you should blog about, pick something that you're really passionate about. It could be from this list. This could spark ideas of other things you can do. But if you're not passionate about it, then you're not going to continue. You're not going to stick with it. You're not going to be able to post consistently. And so make sure it's something that you truly do care about and enjoy writing about.
I couldn't agree more, Tim. And you know, the last tip that I will give is be consistent. You know, if you commit to writing one time a week, write one time a week. You know, we have these desires. We think, oh, I can do a blog a day. You know, you're going to realize that producing content is a lot of work. So don't set yourself up to fail. Set yourself up to succeed. And, you know, don't think you're going to start out the gates blogging once a day.
Yep.
That's our final advice. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of WP the Podcast. We would love a review if you listen to us on iTunes. Head on over to iTunes and leave us a review. That's how other people find our podcasts. Tomorrow, we've got another great show for you. Episode 221, Why You Should Spend Time Creating a Custom 404 Page. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.